Well, just coming through on a White House briefing with Caroline Leavitt, White House press secretary, we are told that the president has moved very quickly on the federal disaster relief for a number of states, which ties in with what we're going to speak with Marie about. But also, word coming through that President Trump and Governor Tim Walz have put down their rhetoric and had a apparently very fruitful conversation to figure out a best way to bring peace to Minneapolis. The president asked for the governor's assistance in getting some of the bad criminals they're trying to get, and the president said, we will give you back, I can't put words in his mouth, but basically they'll turn the city back over to the city and maybe get ICE out of the city as soon as they get help from the governor and the local police in grabbing these people that they're after. All I can tell you is this, that what's being reported is that there is some headway in the relationship that we thought was going nowhere between President Trump and Governor Tim Walz in trying to solve this very real problem in Minneapolis. So that's the latest. We'll have more when more becomes available. The impact of this weekend's winter storm and the president giving federal disaster relief now, it's going to be felt for days, weeks, even months. Ice storms, heavy snowfall, power outages, airline delays are being felt in a large portion of the country. Again, we once again have dodged the major bullet. Not that we didn't have terrible weather, etc., but not as bad as we're watching on television. WJR's senior news analyst and director of community affairs and news, Marie Osborne, is here with the very latest update. Good Monday afternoon to you, Marie.
Hi there, Paul. Hopefully you're wearing a nice big sweater. So
I do have a nice blue sweater on.
So here, let's start with this. There's a cold weather advisory that's going into effect for all of Southeast Michigan, 7 o'clock tonight through 10 a.m. on Tuesday, for the first round of dangerously cold wind chills this week. And this means many schools could be closed again tomorrow. So let's start there. Be aware of that, that tonight and tomorrow, we're looking at some really cold weather here in the metro area. So nationally, about 90 million people are under extreme cold watches or warnings. And that, of course, raises fears for those without shelter or power. The storm dump snow and ice across a wide portion of the U.S., knocking out power and killing at least 18 people. That's the count as of this afternoon. More than 800,000 people are still without power. One of the states hardest hit by the ice is Tennessee. Here's their governor, Bill Lee.
When you have this many hundreds of thousands of people with no power and it's single-digit temperatures outside, obviously it's very dangerous. And our primary focus is life and the security of people's lives.
Over 19,000 flights in total have been canceled. Here's an example: at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, nearly all of the departing flights scheduled for yesterday, 414 flights, 97% had to be canceled. So here's the Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
Since COVID, March of 2020. And there's a number of reasons for that, Joey. We have, you know, snow, ice, but also just like we tell people not to travel on our roadways, to be cautious, we have staffing issues, whether it's our controllers, our pilots.
And so they are working to iron out those bugs. Now, most airlines have issued flight vouchers for travelers. And one last thing, Paul, the Federal Aviation Administration says 7 people were killed and a crew member did survive with serious injuries when a private business jet crashed in a snowstorm in Maine's Bangor International Airport. And they are getting clobbered on the East Coast. We have family in Albany and upstate New York, and they're looking at 2 feet of snow there.
You know, we had Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy on last week. Was it last week, Mike? Just last week?
It was two Fridays ago.
Okay. Well, he was great. And you realize just how much territory he has to cover as the Secretary of Transportation. We've had train crashes. We've had a plane crash. We've had flights being canceled. There's just been a lot going on, that's for sure. If I had him right here right now, I'd ask the question, but I can't be the only one, Marie, that's looking at these planes taking off and landing in these snowstorms and saying, should they be doing that?
Yeah. I personally wonder the same thing. But, you know, they have the de-icers and, you know, they have protocol that I'm sure that they follow, hopefully, to the letter. I personally would be worried about that. But, you know, they still take off.
You know, this jet where seven people died and one of the flight crew lived, it's a small jet. I mean, it's not tiny, but it's a small, well-known jet. Mm-hmm. And they, from what I understand, took off as they were, I mean, crashed as they were taking off, mm-hmm. Which is just always a bad sign. I mean, that's just bad. I know takeoff and landing are the two most dangerous times on an airplane, but they were taking off in a major snowstorm.
Exactly. And I'm sure the investigation will uncover as to why they were doing that or why that had to be done like that. Right now, they don't have that information. But here, this is definitely a very serious crash due to the weather.
Well, you know, I learned an expression a long time ago when I was actually emceeing at the old Tiger Stadium. The three tenors were there. And it was the day JFK Jr. went down in a plane, where was he headed? Martha's Vineyard? He was headed somewhere, some resort kind of place with his wife and his wife's sister. And they went down. And there were those who said a guy with that little experience shouldn't have been flying then. But there is something in the aviation business that you will not see, generally speaking, you will not see big deal commercial pilots suffer from, and that is something called get there itis. Mm-hmm. Get there itis. When people say, no, I know it's tough, but we can do this. I got to get there. Well, get there itis has killed more people in small airplanes. And who knows what happened with this plane with a total of 8 people on board that crashed and killed 7 of them. I'm sure we'll find out more. As we hope the airlines are able to keep it together and get back on track as quickly as they can. We salute all the hardworking men and women at all the airports who are trying to keep the runways at least clear and the people doing the de-icing, which is extremely important in weather like this. So thanks for bringing us the latest, Riri.
And also a big kudos to the people out there working our power lines throughout the South. They really deserve a big round of applause.
That's a tough job. Imagine it in the middle of a storm.
Yeah.
It's just a tough job. We thank all those folks, that's for sure, as we continue to feel in different ways the impact of the weekend winter storm that's going to be impacting us in many areas of our country for months. WJR's Director of Community Affairs and News, Ms. Marie Osborne, as we continue in focus with Paul W. JR.